And of course, that was Little Mix and Black Magic. And we're back then for the next half an hour. And of course, don't forget, this time next week, please don't forget, we're back on Thursday night next week for one and only time in of the year. We're going to go back to Thursday next week, just basically because Keith will be at Burgess Hill.
Don't tell my missus.
Yeah. Yeah, don't tell his missus. Because unlike Mr. Dyer, he'll be, yeah. Anyway, and of course, I'll be at the Wroxham game on a Tuesday night as well. So we're moving it to Thursday for 1 week next week. And say, well, hopefully, we'll see what we can do. See if we can get hold of somebody from Guernsey to come on and answer a few bits. And we'll even try and see if we can get somebody from Farnborough to come on next week as well. We'll give them a contact during the week and see if they'll come on the show next week. And we'll have a chat with them. But of course, we'll be waiting now, maybe in the next couple of minutes or so.
What's going on with the old fans phoning? When's
we'll
that
do that. Yeah, we'll get that back next week.
Let's kick it off.
We'll kick it back with the fans phoning next week. So if you want to phone in next week, by all means do next week. Now we've got the phone working.
There you
go, as you can hear, we've got the phone working. And hopefully it should be Stuart on the other end of the line. Hello, Stuart.
Hello, how's it going? All right?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, all good, thanks.
All good. Good. So we actually met each other for the first time on Sunday, and I thought, oh great, well why not? We'll get you on straight away.
Yeah, absolutely. No, thanks for the invite on. Third time on now, I think.
So, what is
we don't give footballs out, by the way. So we're not soccer AM. We don't get football.
what is the sort of like target for Corinthian Casuals this year?
Well, it's a funny one because we've always been perennial sort of underdogs for a long time. As you know, or some of your listeners may know, that we don't have a playing budget. We're one of the very few clubs in the Ryman that don't. And so obviously attracting players and everything has always been a little bit of a problem. But we've got a new manager in, a guy called James Bracken, who has come with a lot of success, certainly in sort of reserves and youth football. And he's brought a lot of players in, and we're looking really, really strong. You know, pre-season, I know you can't take too much from pre-season, but we are looking strong to the point where a lot of people are kind of talking us up a little bit. We've got to play it down somewhat, because we've had that in the past before, and it's been a bit of a false storm. But, you know, we're quietly confident, and James himself has said he wants to go and win it.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I'm sure every manager says that.
You need to be ambitious, but I tell you, I've just got to pull you up a little bit, what you just said over the last few things. Obviously, your pre-season has gone well. Like I said, you won with 1-4 or only 2 defeats, but you said, and I quote, you didn't have a player budget and you're struggling to get players in. Well, you've got a lad that scored called Maradona on your website. So someone's telling the biggest load of porkies I've ever... Listen, you've gone to Brazil, right? You've come back, you've beat Met Police 1-0, and Maradona scores, and you've got no playing budget, and you're struggling to get players in. Explain.
I know, I can honestly see how that looks. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, what would have really made the headlines, although it made the headlines quite a bit, well, what would have been the story would have been if he would have scored with his hand, of course.
But, well, the other game, Collier's Wood, Wright scored. Is that Ian Wright?
Yeah. If only. although I think, again, he's probably pushing it. No, a young chap called Niall Wright, who's been with us about a year now, but, you know, a decent player in his own right as well, no pun intended.
Let's go back to Maradona. Tell us about
him. Yeah, well, I mean, he's a smashing lad. He's 27 years old, and he travels all the way from Oxfordshire for training and for the matches as well, which is about a sort of 2-hour journey on the train. He's a Brazilian, unbelievably, not Argentinian. You kind of think his dad must be mad to call him Diego Maradona, and he's Brazilian.
Is that his first name, Diego?
It is. His name is actually Diego Maradona. I mean, the strange thing about, or even stranger story about it, is he's got two brothers, and the brothers' names are Rivelino, Brazilian legend, and the other one's Michel Platini.
No.
Yeah, his dad, I think, has a real sense of humour. How his mother, you know, put up with that, I do not know. But obviously a big football fan back in the 80s when they were born, and he's named them after some of the biggest stars, you know, sort of around the time. But he's a smashing lad. He's a fabulous player. This is the first time he said he's never played, not played for money. He's played in Brazil. He's played in Italy. He's played for the likes of Brescia. And now he's over here. He works in London. And he's a Corinthians fan, and he said he wouldn't not pay to play, or play to pay, you know, whatever, than anyone else other than us.
How old is he, Stuart, did you say?
He's 27, so he's not,
wow,
you know,
he's not
young. Young. Well, exactly. I mean, but he's been all around, sort of, as I say, playing, you know, since he has been a youngster, quite sort of around the world, really. He's over here at the moment. And he sent a video to our manager.
That's the good thing, because obviously I get loads of these. But you know, when you first, obviously, someone says to you, you've got Diego Maradona coming down, what's your first instincts?
Well, do you know what? The first time I actually saw his name and realised that we'd signed him was on the team sheet. And I just turned around to someone and said, you know, being pre-season as well, I said, someone having a laugh here. And they're like, no, genuinely, that's his name. Of course, it's got read out on the tannoy and, you know, everyone chuckled and laughed. And then he only goes and scores on his debut as well.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then the press kind of went mad for it. And they went mad for it in Brazil, as you could kind of understand.
That's your next best thing, isn't it? You go to Corinthian Casuals, you've got to get the real Diego Maradona over when he's over to come and watch you play. That's your next spin-off.
Watch it. What? No, he can join in as well. He might be sort of, you know, 48, 49 years old or whatever.
I thought he was going to say 48, 49 stone.
Oh, well, I think you'll be guaranteed you'll be the first club to get drug tested, put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think that kind of fits in with the Corinthian spirit. And the
no,
Corinthian
definitely
values.
Not.
And the only disappointment for me is about Diego Maradona is that he's not a picture of him on the website.
No, I'm looking for it as well. You've just got to put the real one. Just superimpose something on a baby or something. It'd be brilliant.
But I'm glad I'm not your... I must admit, I'm quite glad I'm not your stadium announcer, because the name underneath Diego Maradona, I wouldn't even want to attempt it.
Amen.
Ayman El Amoghar. Yeah, I can't even say it myself.
Daniel Green looks okay.
Danny Green, yeah, absolutely. We've still got some of the players from last year who, you know, I've certainly remembered all their names and everything. But that's the thing, you know, we have got a lot of new players in as well, so it's kind of learning who they are.
Ross Defoe. What is going on here?
Yeah,
if you put everyone's name on the back of their shirts, it would be brilliant.
Oh, it would be.
King.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of that Farnborough story, isn't it? From a couple.
Don't mention them. Push on.
I know. Absolutely. Yeah, the less said about Farnborough, the better at the moment. So.
But I mean, is it a case of now, you know, with what's happened, we're going to Brazil, is it easier to get players in because of what they've heard about the club and the links with Corinthians?
Well, you'd kind of like to think so, but it hasn't kind of come to fruition like that. I mean, we do have a little story where end of last season we get Brazilian supporters come along all the time. They want to come and see the ground. You know, if they're in London, it's kind of a sort of day out to come along and see, you know, like the birthplace of their club. And we had these three guys come along last year, and they were big Corinthians fans, and they were living in London, and they all turned around, and we discovered that they were ex-professional football players, and football's huge in Brazil, kind of like our five-a-side football game. And we sort of turned around and said, God, we have this. And one of them was Deco's cousin as well, which is a bit random. And we said, we've got to sign you, because the Brazilians would go absolutely mad for you. And quite frankly, you're probably pretty, pretty good. So, you know, it is a case where, and we do get a lot of emails, a lot of requests, certainly over social media, where people in Sao Paulo turn around and say, we want to come over and play. We want to play for Corinthians Casuals. And we kind of have to politely say to them, well, look, we don't pay. You know, we can't pay for you to come over here and join us. And, you know, I don't quite know if they know how amateur we really are.
I must admit, though, I'd love to, and just going back to Diego for a minute, I was just thinking to myself while you were talking now, I'd just love to see Kelly's face when that sheet fell on her lap.
Yeah.
Are they taking the mic?
I know. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's it, you know. And you know, we played against, I think it was Hampton and Richmond in the Jeff Harvey VAR tournament pre-season. And I think they had Johnny Cash on there, as well. And it was kind of, and then we played the other night, and we played Kingstonian, and they had Elvis on there. Elvis Hammond.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and it's just suddenly everyone's trying to think of the sort of Ryman and All Star lineup.
Yeah, be good.
So yeah, but we certainly sort of lead the way at the moment.
We could do that one week. People bring in their famous players. That'd be quite a good team. Tell us a little about the manager. You said with James obviously coming in, obviously being at Sutton. What led you down that path?
Yeah, well, Matt and Luke, who were our manager and assistant manager previously, have you know, accepted an offer from Carl Shorten Athletic, which they kind of couldn't refuse. And, you know, we wish them absolutely all the best of luck and everything. And they gave us a fabulous season, you know, which we achieved our sort of highest position in the Ryman 1 South. And James came in because, I mean, our goalkeeper, Danny Breton, you can tell the clue is in the surname, is actually their brother. And James was the manager of Sutton United Reserve.
Yep.
Sutton have actually got rid of their reserve side. From now on, I think they're kind of going with an academy or something. I know they still have the youth set up, but the reserve side has now become defunct, so to speak. That kind of left him in a bit of a hole, and it was a kind of sort of three things came together. You know, sort of said to James, you know, you fancy, you know, taking charge of Corinthian Casuals, and you know, he jumped at the chance, and you know, he's been a revelation since he's been with us. He's transformed, you know, training. The training methods that he's brought along, that he's instilled from back in his days at Sutton, are fabulous. And there's a real intensity to the team now. They're all a bunch of young lads that he's known for a long time, that he's had at Sutton, that probably weren't given the chances that they should have been within the first team. You know, whether Paul Doswell saw enough of them or not, I don't know. But, you know, obviously Sutton is you know, doing very, very well and successful in the Conference South. So, you know, we've got a bright young squad, and we beat Met Police again. I mean, we played them twice.
I was just about to say, why did you play them twice?
It was to do with the Jess Harvey tournament. We originally were going to have Merston in the tournament, but they had to pull out in the end because they didn't want to play Tooting and Mitcham twice. They'd already pre-arranged a friendly with Tooting and Mitcham. And so Met Police stepped in their place. And as it turned out, we ended up playing Met Police, and we'd already arranged a friendly with Met Police anyway. But it was fine because, you know, we're playing Ryman Premier opposition. Certainly when we played them on Saturday, although Jim Cooper wasn't there, Gavin McPherson sort of led them. And, you know, they put out pretty much their first 11.
Which you would expect, yeah.
Yeah, which you'd expect with the last game before the season starts. And we've beaten 3-0 at their place. So, you know, a lot of...
Good result.
Yeah, a really good result. And our goalkeeper was injured in the match as well. And one of our new wingers, probably the smallest guy on the pitch, had to take his place. And with the first kick of... Well, the first touch he's had, he's booted it upfield. And one of our new lads has latched onto it and scored. So, and it's just straight away. And he didn't have to make
his name's not Agita, is it?
No, no. Now that would be something special, wouldn't it? Little scorpion kick as well. Absolutely. But yeah, so James has come in, you know, with great success. He won the Suburban League 3 years on the trot. Last season actually went undefeated in it as well. So, and we got a good look at some of the players last season when they played our reserves, and they hammered us. So you kind of think, yeah, they were ready, certainly ready for the step up. And we're really hoping that that's the case. And we've got the mix now of the experienced Ryman guys, like Jamie Byatt, who's still with us, and a few of the other lads as well, mixed in with some real enthusiastic youth.
Okay, well, you kick your season off on Saturday at Worthing. What are you expecting?
A tough one, to be fair. Looking at their results pre-season, they've had a good time. I think they beat Arundel 7-2. I know, again, you can't take too much from pre-season, but there's a lot of good vibes coming out of Worthing at the moment. I know they've had some money injected into the club. They've got the new 3G down there. Luckily, it's at home for us because I think first game away on a 3G.
Well, we're not sure it's done because their first game midweek, they're down to play at Bognor Regis.
That's interesting.
So we're not sure the reason.
Yeah, well, that'll probably throw them out a little bit. And, Yeah, that is a bit, because they have played on it already. I think they, they opened it on Northampton.
Yeah, you are right. Yeah, so that's an interesting one.
Yeah, so I'm not sure whether it has to have some kind of league approval or something. I'm not sure. But, yeah, so but it will be tough. They beat us at our place 3-0 last season, albeit we beat them last season 3-1 at theirs.
But now you've got Maradona.
Now we've got Maradona, this is it, absolutely. You know, so... When they see him walking, you know, out onto the field, I'm sure they'll be quaking in their boots.
So. How many people though? I mean, with your shirt sales and stuff. I mean, are the shirt sales and you know, do you get many people actually ask when they do the shirt to have you know, so far have you had anybody with, you know, buying a shirt with Maradona written on the back of it?
No, not yet. But I'm sure that'll happen. I'm sure it'll grow because, you know, as it kind of, you know, it a lot of the time, the kind of shirt sales that we sell, you know, we don't actually put the sort of names on the back, but it's certainly an avenue we could go down now. But I think to the average layman in the street, you walk down the road with one of those shirts and says Maradona on it and you think, who's that club that Maradona played for? You know, it certainly doesn't look like a Napoli shirt or Boca Juniors or anyone like that. So I think they'd be a little bit perplexed.
I mean, what's the shirt sales been like since you come back from Brazil? I mean, have you noticed a difference in the, you know, in the merchandise either over here or the merchandising that you get from the, you know, from Brazil in the Corinthian shops and stuff?
I mean, I don't have the exact figures or anything like that, but you know, what with the deals that we've kind of made with Corinthians Paulista, they are just about to go into their. Well, they've got 250 stores in Brazil alone. Which is just crazy. So, and the shirts will are very shortly about to be going on sale in Brazil. And while we're still looking for sponsorship, and we're always looking for sponsorship, I'm sure every club is, all the time, we're hoping to have a deal done with the supermarket in Brazil that sponsored us for the celebration match that we played.
Is it Barbosa? Is it Barbosa?
That's right, yeah, Barbosa, absolutely. So we're hoping to kind of finalise a deal, but I don't know the ins and outs of it. So, I mean, shirt sales-wise, they're only just going to go, we're hoping anyway, that they'll go kind of through the roof once they're officially available in all the stores. We have it online anyway at casual39.com. We have a range of polo shirts, historical polo shirts as well, celebrating certain things throughout our history and everything like that. And they go down really well. And, you know, the ground now, we're getting more and more supporters in and more of them are, you know, you're walking around wearing sort of casual polo tops and polo shirts. And I've even actually got a replica shirt myself of the actual the celebration match that they've done because all the lads gave them away naturally to the fans after the match, and they then didn't have a shirt to remember it by, so we got them remade, and I got one done as well, so which is kind of nice.
And of course, they're what, $34.99?
Yeah, it's about that, I'm sure.
I've got it in front of me, yeah.
Yeah, 34. You know more than I do, then.
$34.99 for the shirt, £22 for the polo shirts. So,
and the polo shirts are really good, and they kind of they're a memento of, like, say, famous. Historical moments within the Corinthians club.
The one question I was going to ask you, actually, because I flicked onto the famous, of course, home shirt. And when you do the drop down, we've got small, medium, large, extra large, and then we've got autographed.
See now again, you're ahead of me on this one. That sounds interesting.
Well, that's the team, isn't it? That's the first team's autograph, isn't it?
Yeah. So it says autograph, then it goes extra small and then extra, extra large.
Funny thing is, though, the team autograph one's $6.99. What's that about?
No, it doesn't say a price for the autograph one, I must admit.
Does it not? Well, we gave away so many autographs while we were out in Brazil. I'm surprised there's any kind of value to them anymore. You know, it was absolutely crazy. So
just going back to the football, obviously I've had a look down at your fixtures. You've had a good FA Cup draw and an FA Trophy draw as well, haven't you? That's got to be quite big for the club.
Absolutely, and it needs to be because we've had a dire run in the FA Cup in the last sort of decade or so. In fact, I think we've had 2 wins in 12 in the FA Cup, which for a club, obviously any club at our levels, you know, you kind of want a decent cup run to boost the coffers. And when you've only won two ties in 12 years in the FA Cup, it's a bit of a downer. So, but we've got Redhill or Pagham away. Now, Redhill, obviously, we had in our division last year. And, you know, and we don't have a brilliant record against them, although we did beat them 7-0 a couple of seasons ago, which we'd take again. Pagham were a bit more of an unknown to us, but I know they finished, I think, third in the what was the Sussex County League last season. So they're not going to be, you know, neither will be an easy task to get past.
And obviously, you've got three bridges. But that's a team in your league, though, isn't it?
It's kind of a bogey side for us, so, or have been in the past. So, you know, we're hoping for a bit of a, you know, James can turn things around and maybe move us on into, you know, having a decent putt run in one or both of them.
I think one. What I know, there's definitely one person out there listening to everything you're saying tonight, Stuart. So we'll give it. I'll give a little shout out to a Hannah Newton who's actually listening because she's already tweeted. So saying that you're on. So there we go.
I think
so,
there's a few of them out there that's listening to me as well. I think a guy called Trev and James Metz and so
gents, ring in. We've got a fans phone in next week. Yeah, so just ring in and tell us all about, you know.
Yeah, it'd be great to listen to.
Tell us if Maradona scored on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Week.
Yeah, talk to us. You know, as a fan, why not phone in next week? And it's 01279 899 150. So it's 01279 899 150. Remember, we're on Thursday next week. So if you want to give us a shout, any Corinthian Casuals fans that are listening tonight, and you want to give us a call next week, then please do. And, you know, tell us how your first game went or your first couple of games went at the beginning of the season. Well, that'd be great to hear, and a fan's perspective as well, I suppose, Stuart, on, you know, all your famous names. It'd be very interesting. Of course, also, as well, if you've got any of your fans as well, and I don't know how many of your people actually went, fans-wise, went over to Brazil, it'd be really nice to get, if there is anybody else out there that's he's, so we say, more of a fan of the club than somebody that works for the club, and you've been over there and experienced you know what Corinthian Casuals means to São Paulo and all that over there in Brazil over there. It'd be fantastic to hear from a fan's point of view as well. So next week 7 till 9:30 here on Hawks Radio, and next Thursday, so say 01279 899 150. So, I mean, you're looking, we've had all the pre-season friendlies now out the way. I mean, is excitement really building now for Saturday and Worthing?
Yeah, totally. In fact, you know, I think we've sort of kind of worked, you know, ready for it about 2 weeks ago, just saying, OK, pre-season's done now, you know, let's get on with it. We've kind of had a good look at the team and we're really ready, you know. And we've got Worthing on Saturday. We're missing Jamie Byatt for the first two games because he's suspended, which is a shame because, you know, he's the guy who's got 60-odd goals in two seasons for us. So, you know, that's a bit of a blow. We've actually got a tough one away to Tooting and Mitcham on the Tuesday as well. And, you know, I actually think Frank Wilson and Handy down there are looking pretty strong from what we've seen. So, again, that's going to be another tough one.
Yeah, two games. How much do you know about the two new teams in your league? Because you play them sort of almost back-to-back league games in Dorking Wanderers and Moseley.
Yeah, I mean, they're both local to us. So I've seen them quite a few times. I saw Moseley a couple of times towards the back end of last season when it all looked like that Camberley was going to win the Toto. And all intents and purposes, Moseley just, you know, stormed through in the end. They actually beat Camberley 3-0, and they looked good. So whether they've strengthened or not, I don't know. If they have sort of boosted a few extra players in, that'll be good. Dorking Wanderers are an interesting one because, I mean, Mark White, the gaffer down there, has just brought that club through and through and through, and they've just progressed consistently. I mean, they're only a new club. I think 1999 they were founded, and they've gone through like the Saturday and Sunday league right up to, well, you know, our level now. So he's got a lot of ambition down there. I believe he's got some good players down there, and actually even in the betting I understand that they're actually 12-1, whereas we're 16-1, so actually they would be going in as favourites.
Listen, Stuart, time's run away with us, but it's been fantastic meeting you on Sunday and also being able to talk to you again today about, you know, what a great club Corinthian Casuals are. And as I say, it's been fantastic speaking to you again today. And I say any of the fans there, so if you speak to any of your fans over the weekend and of course, on during midweek, then why not, you know, give them the number, Stuart, and get them to give us a bell next week, and we'll have a chat with them as well. But I hope you have a successful season and hopefully speak to you again very, very soon.
Yeah, good luck, mate.
Thank you very much, David. Thank you very much. Yeah, cheers, Steve. Thanks.
Cheers, thanks, mate. Thanks, Stuart.
Bye.
Bye.
And as we said, next week we are here on Thursday because Keith will be playing his first game of the season this time next week. And I'll be recovering from a late night at Wroxham the day before. So we are here next week. We're here from Thursday for 1 week only, Thursday 7 till 9:30. And for all you asking about the podcast will hopefully be available at the weekend. We'll get them done and dusted for you and get them onto iTunes for you as well, so you can sit back and listen to that and listen to our chat all about Maradona. So it'll be very interesting to see how Maradona gets on in the Rama League this year. And when we start reading that top goal scorers and Maradona's in that list, it'll be very, very interesting. And who's to say, you know, anybody that knows Maradona or speaks to him over the weekend, why not get him on the show as well next week? That'd be great to speak to him. I know he'd probably be at training, but it'd be great to get a famous name, shall we say, on the show next week with Diego Maradona to add to Matt Letizier and the rest.
Everyone else, yeah.
So it'd be great. But thanks for listening tonight. As I say, keep yourself safe until we talk again next week. And but of course, don't forget, enjoy yourself at the weekend. Two games between the next time, or maybe one game between now and next week, and hopefully you have all the success in the world. And me and Keith will see you here next Thursday between 7 and 9 on Hawks Radio for the Roman Roundup show. Until then, have a good evening, and we'll see you all next week.